Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on World Environment Day, India's commitment and actions for a clean and green future. The participants are Dr. Sunil Pandey, Senior Environmentalist and Director in TERI, and Sonu Sood, Anchor.
Today is World Environment Day, and every year on June 5, it is observed to encourage awareness and action for protecting the environment. So to discuss this very important day and what it means for the entire world, we have with us a special guest on our program, Dr. Sunil Pandey, who's Director, Circular Economy and Waste Management at TERI. A warm welcome to you, Dr. Pandey.
Thank you, Sunil.
Dr. Pandey, we'd like to know from you, today is the World Environment Day, which is being observed not only in India, but all across the world, as the name suggests. How important is environment for the entire human population on this planet? And what is the significance of celebrating and observing this day every year?
World Environment Day, as the name suggests, it started historically by United Nations Environment Program. And the idea was to increase the awareness and also enable people to take action to basically curtail those activities which lead to pollution of environment. And when we say pollution of environment, it includes air pollution, which most of the cities in India are grappling with. It includes water pollution. It includes contamination of land and soil. So Environment Day is celebrated to basically catalyze the activities which we undertake to basically address reducing the pollution in them so that we can live comfortably, so that there's no adverse health impact either on human beings or other flora and fauna around us in the environment.
The theme this year is Beat Plastic Pollution. Now, how important is this aspect of pollution in the backdrop of what you just told us? There are different ways in which the environment can be contaminated.
So plastics, what happens is, if you look at our consumption of plastics, around 40% of plastic which we consume is about packaging. And packaging plastics are generally very thin and have high littering potential. People commonly use commodities and throw the packaging around. And what happens is waste collectors, they don't collect these low-value plastic packaging, and hence they remain littered. And what happens as a consequence, they choke the streams where they are thrown, they make nuisance in the landscape where they are thrown. And ultimately, what international studies have shown is that most of these plastics which are disposed on land, 90% of them reach ultimately the seas and oceans through water bodies, through rivers which drain into seas. And that is where they're creating a problem, not only on land, but also in the seas, where they ultimately degrade to something called microplastics. And then the flora and fauna in sea consume them, thinking that they are food. And many times fish kills are reported, tortoise kills are reported. And it has kind of become a global problem. In fact, after climate change, if you look at a whole global discourses around plastic pollution, how plastic pollution can be curtailed. And it has become a global problem. And that is why starting 2018, the UN had declared World Economic Day dedicated to plastic pollution. And we have been taking several actions since then for addressing the plastic pollution.
Absolutely. So there have been plastic waste rules 2021, which banned single-use items and regulate plastic carry bags. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave this mantra on environment protection: reduce, reuse, recycle. Let's listen in.
वर्ल्ड क्लाइमेट के प्रोटेक्शन के लिए ये बहुत जरूरी है कि दुनिया का हर देश निहित स्वार्थों से ऊपर उठकर सोचे। इस वर्ष के पर्यावरण दिवस की थीम प्लास्टिक से मुक्ति का अभियान है और मुझे खुशी है कि जो बात विश्व आज कर रहा है उस पर भारत पिछले 4-5 साल से लगातार काम कर रहा है। मेरे लिए व्यक्तिगत रूप से बहुत सुखद है कि मिशन लाइफ लाइफ यानी लाइफस्टाइल और एनवायरनमेंट आज पूरे विश्व में एक पब्लिक मूवमेंट जन आंदोलन बनता जा रहा है। लाखों साथियों ने रिड्यूस रीयूज रिसाइकल का मंत्र अपने रोजमर्रा के जीवन में अपनाया, मिशन लाइफ की तरफ उठा हर कदम और वही आने वाले समय पूरे विश्व में पर्यावरण का मजबूत कवच बनेगा।
several steps which have been taken under the Swachh Bharat Mission, which has boosted rural and urban plastic waste management. So waste management, how important is this aspect in controlling the pollution of the environment to the largest extent possible?
Very important, because waste management at the household level or institutional level, or where the waste is generated, it is desired. If you look at the mandates of the rule, whether it is solid waste management rule or plastic waste management rule, it is desired that waste is segregated at the source of generation itself. The food waste is kept separately. The dry waste, including plastic, paper, glass, has to be kept separately. And if we keep them separated, if segregated, and transport them segregated, then it is very easy to recycle the plastics which are currently not being recycled to their full potential. So as a result, what's happening is, that is why we have been talking of plastic pollution. But the regulation requires us to segregate them. And that is the significance of whole waste management. If we can segregate them properly, then we get maximum of plastics to be recycled. So less and less is required to be thrown here and there, and less cause problem in terms of pollution of environment.
So, as you just said, that it is a global problem and there is a global call to beat plastic pollution. This campaign urges everyone to refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle, and rethink how we use plastic in daily life. So, in that context, what are the various alternatives which, you know, you as an environmentalist can suggest to people, to institutions, and to industries which they can use in place of plastic and minimize the use?
Many instances which industry has already adopted. For example, if you look at hotel industry, many of these have already done away with plastic water bottles. And for in-house guests in the hotel, they have already started using glass bottles. Though glass bottles are heavier, but they kind of replace plastic bottles for the hotels. As a household, many of us have actually replaced our plastic carry bags with cloth bags. When we go to market, when we go for shopping, often you see people carrying cloth bags. So that's a welcome change. At the institution level also, wherever it is possible to replace plastic, for example, cutlery items, which were traditionally the single-use plastic-based cutlery items. So whenever institutions do an event, there are many institutions for ensuring that no plastic-based cutlery items are used, and our traditional cutlery items like paper cups, reusable steel glasses, steel cups or steel plates and steel cutleries, or bio-based cutleries are used. So that is how, after the government introduced phase-out in 2022 for the single-use plastic items, many organizations have shifted to cutleries and single-use plastic items by bio-based items. So that's kind of directly reducing our plastic consumption.
And also another aspect of clean energy movement that has been spearheaded worldwide, you know, at the COP conferences where different development goals, sustainable development goals have been committed to by different countries. How far do you see India emerging as a leader there in terms of overachieving the targets that we had given for switching to clean and renewable and green energy?
Clean energy, obviously, India has made substantial progress in terms of, specifically, if you see, creating solar-based capacities, in the sense solar power plants replacing coal, which is required for producing solar power. So we have kind of moved in meeting our targets much ahead of what we had targeted earlier. We are also leaders in wind energy. So naturally, on our energy demand, we have been ahead of many countries in meeting our commitments in terms of replacing our overall energy needs by some amount by renewable energy. Also, very aggressively, India is going towards introducing electric vehicles of different categories, whether it is two-wheeler or four-wheeler or heavy vehicles in terms of buses and trucks. Naturally, India is very committed to moving towards aggressive renewable energy adoption and meeting them ahead of their.
Apart from this achievement, at COP26 in Glasgow, Prime Minister Modi launched LIFE, Lifestyle for Environment, encouraging sustainable habits and promoting mindful consumption over wasteful use. How important do you think this initiative is for motivating every individual to do whatever they can for the environment?
Very important, because, I mean, if you look at Mission LIFE, this is generally about SDG 12, which is about sustainable consumption and production. And it is based on premise that contribution by every single individual counts, like a drop, every drop in ocean counts. So once individuals become sensitive to resource consumption, because if you look at our resource consumption patterns, globally, we are consuming much faster than what can replenish in a year. For example, the material resources which are available to us, we are already consuming that within 7 months, which was earlier budgeted for 12 months. So it is very important that other than government policy season programs, individuals also are sensitized towards avoiding habitual overconsumption practices and lead a lifestyle which is more resource, which leads to more resource conservation and reduce our demand for the unmindful consumption. And also whatever is consumed is recycled, recovered and put back into usage cycle. So this is Mission Life is very key to basically achieving what and demonstrating what individuals can do at their own level.
And this World Environment Day, do you think it creates a lot of awareness, you know, at different levels, and everybody needs to be a part of this drive to preserve our environment, be it, you know, the local bodies, schools, colleges, industries, or civil society organizations, community groups. As we say, whole of government approach, this is a whole of nation approach, which is necessary and which is being aimed.
Rightly said, because every stakeholder, the waste management or pollution of the environment is not a single agency's responsibility, not single agency can do it without help and support from other stakeholders. So every individual has a role to play and every individual needs to participate. As you said, the school students, the college students, also most important stakeholders, because it's also about behavior change and changing your habit. So once we teach something to our young generation, and once they decide to do something, the older generation also changes. So very important basically for all the stakeholders to participate and also take pledge basically to do away with mindful consumption and mindless consumption, and also look at how they can conserve and preserve environment to the extent possible.
Let's listen into what the Union Cabinet Minister Bhupinder Yadav said on preserving our environment.
हमारे सामने जो सारा विषय रखा गया है उसमें सबसे बड़ी बात है हाउ टू मैनेज प्लास्टिक वेस्ट. इसका एक ही रियल सॉल्यूशन है और वो प्रधानमंत्री जी का जो मंत्र हमको दिया है वो है मिशन लाइफ, एनवायरमेंट फ्रेंडली लाइफ स्टाइल. जैसा माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी के संबोधन में भी हमने देखा, उन्होंने कहा कि इस वर्ष की जो थीम है वन नेशन वन मिशन एंड प्लास्टिक पॉल्यूशन. अब ये जो प्लास्टिक है ये वास्तव में मनुष्य ने इसको आविष्कार किया है. मैं हमेशा एक चीज कहता हूं, और नेट जीरो की बात भी जब हम करते हैं, भारत के नेट जीरो 2070 के अभियान की भी बात हम करते हैं, तो हम ये कहते हैं कि नेट जीरो में हमारे लिए जो सबसे ज्यादा इंस्पिरेशन का सोर्स है वो नेचर ही है. नेचर से लगी हुई कोई चीज कभी वेस्ट नहीं जाती. नेचर में कोई फल भी लगेगा, पक्षी खाएगा, अगर फल गिर जाएगा तो वो फल खाद और बीज में हो जाएगा और नीचे जाएगा, फॉसिल फ्यूल बन जाएगा. नेचर नेट जीरो का सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है. लेकिन मनुष्य जो पैदा करता है वो नेट जीरो नहीं होता, वो गार्बेज के रूप में बदल जाता है, और प्लास्टिक इसका सबसे बड़ा कारण है.
And talking of the government policy, the Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which was recently introduced, or if we talk about the Ujjwala scheme, which has really reduced pollution for the rural women when they cook, or the toilets which have been built all across the country, you think these are small but very, very significant and crucial steps which will be beneficial for the environment at large?
Very significant, because though these are kind of small initiatives at the individual level, I'd like to give you example of cook stoves and clean cooking alternatives which government has introduced in terms of LPG, in terms of rooftop solar. We did a study in past where rural households and peri-urban households used to use a lot of biomass for cooking. And not very surprisingly, but as expected, we found that women were mostly doing, were responsible for cooking mostly. So we found that prevalence of cataract very high in the rural women. And also sometimes when they, small children, they also are present in the kitchen while mother is cooking if there's no one in the house. And these small kids are also vulnerable to in the impact of the smoke which is coming out and the soot which is coming out, and also improper ventilation in the cooking spaces. So all these initiatives taken at the individual level, but they have huge health benefits and also climate benefits in terms of reducing carbon.
Thank you so much for giving us deeper insight into the various aspects of the environment.
My pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on World Environment Day, India's commitment and actions for a clean and green future. The participants were Dr. Sunil Pandey, Senior Environmentalist and Director in TERI, and Sonu Sood, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. Spotlight.